It's a great honour, first of all, to be captain of the county for the year going forward. It's probably something that I was looking at maybe over the last few years, thinking that, yeah, I'd like to have that role in the team, but I think to have it this year, it's a great honour for me, and hopefully I can just do the role justice and do the team justice in that role.
From listening to your new manager speak about you, he saw pretty early leadership traits in you from the way you play, your durability as well as your ability appear to have been factors in him giving you the captaincy this year.
Yeah, well, I suppose things like that are like there, I suppose. But I only kind of found out about it there on Tuesday before training. And the whole fight of said, it was just kind of maybe just not, that was it. So, look, I was delighted to be chosen to be captain for the program. A lot of other worthy candidates in the squad that put them picked. So, yeah, I was just happy enough to be chosen.
The line is a bit iffy, but we'll persevere with it for just a couple more questions, right, Keelan. You start this weekend against your neighbours, Leitrim, so it's a pretty testy opening competitive match for you to have as the new Sligo captain.
Yeah, I suppose so. Look, Leitrim has had a couple of good battles, especially probably in recent years. Maybe more so in earlier parts of the years in the FBE League and stuff like that, but look, we kind of know what Leitrim are about, and Leitrim know what we're about, and it's going to be a good test. So I think whatever team is going to adapt quickest to the short pre-season and the lead-in time that we've had into the league is probably going to come out on top there on Sunday.
And the players you'll be soldiering with this year, Keelan, finally, lots of younger faces in there, I think it's fair to say, and some familiar ones not going to be involved for different reasons. Kevin McDonald through injury. Neil Ewing has called time on his lengthy Sligo career. Do you see a changing of the guard when you're training and running about at Scarton these weeks?
I suppose you do, yeah. Look, for the two players you mentioned there, Neil and Kevin, I'd say a good few years of both of them, probably a lot longer with Neil, and it's just extremely disappointing, probably for us as players, as well for them, that they're not involved. Just the quality and the standards they set in training that aren't going to be there for this year and going forward. I think it's only right that probably the two of them get great acknowledgement for service that they've given the Sligo jersey. I know a lot of social media stuff has been going on the last few days, and it's rightly justified for Neil that's probably not going to be involved this year. Probably, I'd say a lot of people didn't know Kevin was trying to get back involved, but unfortunately for him, it's not going to happen for him as well. But another man deserves huge credit, like the two previous captains of the county. So I think a lot of credit has to go to them for years gone by and kind of standards have set, as you said, for maybe the changing of the guard that's happening at the minute. Like, there's a lot of lads in there at the minute, like the Sean Carbine, Neddy McGuinness, Paddy O'Connor, even different lads, probably they're not household names, like the Peter Laffey there that has come back from injury. These guys that are really driving training on and look, for me probably being one of the oldest on the squad there now, it's great to see that lads are pushing and striving to get better every week.